He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the last day of August. You know, I think I'll be glad to see August pass. This has been the worst month since May of 2010. What the heck here? And we're not off to a very good start here today. The Dow is down 193 points right now. That works out to 1.1%. The Dow is at 16,449. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 is clear back to 1967. Where were you in 1967? The S&P is down 21 points. It is off 1% so far today. The NASDAQ is down 49 points. That's also a 1% drop. The NASDAQ checks in at 4,779. Crude oil, there's one problem. Crude oil, after a pretty big spike up last week, almost a 9% spike, 10% spike, going from 40 back to 45. Now we're dropping off a little bit from that weekly high. We're at 44.68 right now on oil prices. Gold is at 11.27. It's down 0.5% right now. The euro is at 1.1235, and the 10-year yield right now, which you would expect to be somewhere under 2 after the rough month that we had in the stock market. Instead, the 10-year is up to 2.14%. There's been some selling going on in the U.S. bond market here over the last few weeks because it's not behaving like it should be behaving. We should be seeing a drop in interest rates. Instead, we're seeing interest rates float a little bit higher. So is the bull market over? Well, it's big picture Monday. We'll take a look. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And of course, the big question on everybody's mind right now is the 6-year, 21-month, 22-month now old bull market, has it come to an end? This has been the third longest bull market in history. The market went from a fairly low P.E. ratio back in 2009 to a fairly valued valuation here in 2015, and now we're starting to look ahead to 2016. And the fair question to ask: has this bull market run its course? I think a better question to ask is: has this economic expansion that America's been in since 2009, has it run its course? Well, as I look around at various economic reports coming in on the U.S. economy, I still don't see any sign of a U.S. recession around the next corner. And, of course, people continue to ask themselves, will the eventual Fed rate hike put an end to that expansion? Well, I don't think that the Fed is going to hike interest rates if they think it's going to put an end to the expansion. That's the last thing that they want to do. And we had all but put the Fed rate hike out of our minds after the sell-off in the market over the last several weeks, until over the weekend out in Jackson Hole, Fisher, one of the Fed presidents, said, you know, we haven't ruled it out completely. That's Stanley Fisher. And that has brought a little bit of worry back to the market here today. The market continues to bite its fingernails over this Fed rate hike that is looming out there somewhere. Meanwhile, back to China again. And there was an article over the weekend in the Financial Times that China is not going to continue to pour hordes of money into their stock market to prop it up anymore. They're going to let it be a real market for a change. And that throws some worry into global markets here today. China, during the month of August, the Shanghai Index was down 12.5%. 4%. So we still worry about a slowdown in China. Meanwhile, one of the theories on why our interest rates have drifted higher here recently, when they should have drifted lower, is that China was selling U.S. treasuries and then turning around and putting it into their own stock market. Well, with that seemingly coming to an end, maybe our yields here in the U.S. will start to settle down a little bit. The emerging markets continue to submerge. India reported a pretty good GDP, however, this morning. 7.4% growth in the India economy. I made a lot of money in the India markets, but I sold them in the spring of this year, locked in a good profit, and I haven't seen much happening there since. India was an undervalued market. India was benefiting from a change in leadership at the top, a more pro-business leader, and India had a good run for about a year, two years, somewhere in there. And I sold it earlier this year, and I'm glad I did, because a lot of the emerging markets, including India, have continued to submerge. The correction is eerily similar to me to last October. Last October, I just compared the two corrections and I put them in my newsletter over the weekend. Last October 2014, we had a correction of about 10% in the market. What were the fears back then? Well, the fears back in October of last year, when the market went through a 10% correction, and by the way, we're now in the midst of about a 12% correction, very similar numbers. What were the fears last October? A slowdown in China, a slowdown in the European economy. And of course, oil prices had continued to fall off the cliff at that point. By October of last year, I believe oil was down about 20-25%, and they had further to go from there. So really, it's the same three fears that we have today. Oh, and what was the fourth fear back in October of 2014? A Fed rate hike. So here we are in 2015. We have the same exact concerns. We worry about a slowdown in Europe. We worry about a slowdown in China. We worry about continued softness in the oil patch. And we continue to bite our fingernails over the hammer that's about to come down in the face of a Fed rate hike somewhere out there. I kind of doubt that it's going to happen this year, but who knows? I think the last thing they want to do is slow down the U.S. economy. It's not overheated by any means at the current time. So what's an investor to do right now? You know what? I try to keep things really simple here at Gunderson Capital Management. I go back to the numbers. The sentiment on the market right now is, you know, a little bit on the negative side. That's why we had a rough August. The market sentiment turned negative because they anticipate that the numbers that are out there for next year, 2016, might not be numbers that are attainable right now. Well, we'll take a look, because when sentiment and numbers differ, I just go back to the numbers. And what I want to present today is, once again, what do the numbers look like for next year? Do the numbers on the market continue to support a continuation of this bull market, or are the numbers starting to be whittled away along with the sentiment on the market? Because the bottom line is this: if the S&P 500 were to make more money next year than this year, then we can probably make a great case for a continuation of this bull market. If the earnings expectations for next year, however, are less than this year, then we can't make a case for a continuation of this bull market. And then, of course, there's the whole question of asset allocation right now. What's better place to be? The stock market? The bond market? Cash? Precious metals? Foreign stocks? Small stocks? Large stocks? Dividend-paying stocks? Value stocks? Growth stocks? Well, we're going to go through our Big Picture Monday here and we're going to take a look and try to answer all of these questions and keep it really, really simple. Sometimes the sentiment on the market does not agree with the actual fundamentals of the market. So let's see right now. Does the market warrant all of this negative sentiment right now? Or is it being overdone? Are there some good opportunities out there? And if so, Bill Gunners, where are those opportunities at? Well, we'll take a look at the big picture of the market. I just keep it real simple here. And when we come back, we'll take a very simple, easy to understand look at the market so that we can make some decisions here. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, like I say, this correction that we're in the midst of right now, and that's what it is, it's still a correction. The bull market has not ended here, but we're concerned about the future of this market. Can it continue to go higher? Will the numbers support higher levels on the S&P 500, or have we reached the peak? Is it all downhill from here? Because if it is, I want to get out of the way. The last bear market took 53% out of folks' portfolios back in 2009. That's what the S&P, from the peak to the bottom, it was a 53% drop, and we don't want to get caught up in that. We want to try to stand aside and protect ourselves if that bear market is now beginning in the stock market. But so far, as I say, this is a correction, and it's a correction much like last October, eerily similar. Technically, it's similar. The worries that we have about the market are similar. Slowdown in the global economy. Will the Fed hike interest rates or not? We had all but forgot about any kind of, or all but discounted any kind of a Fed rate hike coming this September until over the weekend, we heard from one of the Fed presidents that maybe, well, you know, we haven't ruled it out completely, but I would just say that it's highly unlikely at this point. And so we have another correction taking place in the market right now. It's a painful one. It's to the tune of about 12.2% so far. The correction in October of last year was to the tune of right around 10%. And as we look at where we're at in the market year to date here in 2015, there's not very good numbers to report. The S&P 500 for the year is down 3.4%. Well, that's not the end of the world, but it's not making any money either. So if your account is down somewhat this year since you began the year, you have to realize that the S&P 500 is down 3.4%. Meanwhile, the Dow, large cap dividend paying stocks, that just has not been a good area of the market this year. The Dow is down 6.6% year to date. In fact, this market has greatly favored growth stocks, go figure, over value stocks. And in fact, the NASDAQ, which is full of growth stocks, is still positive for the year. The NASDAQ is up 1.95% on the year. One of the big problems that we face here in 2015 is outside of the U.S. borders, other economies around the world. The emerging markets as a whole are down 13.5%. So far this year, Latin America has just been crushed. Brazil, Argentina, Peru, Chile, etc. In fact, Latin America is down 22% year to date. Well, those are economies that are heavily dependent upon natural resources, and especially oil. And oil continues to not be very good this year. We're at $43 per barrel right now, and we've been under $40 per barrel. That's taken some air out of the global economy. I estimated that about $6 per share has come out of the S&P 500 this year due to the oil patch stocks, the energy stocks. We would probably be 100 points higher on the S&P 500 this year were it not for the big drop in energy prices. Now the question is, are they going to drop further? Or has the damage been done, and is it already baked into the cake? Low earnings from the oil energy patch coming in 2016. My opinion is it's already been baked into the cake. And I think the numbers that are reflected today, which we'll get to here in a bit on S&P 500 for next year, are already taking into consideration low oil prices. Meanwhile, we have treasuries, the bond market, basically flat on the year. The long bond is down 2.8%. So a combination 50-50 portfolio of stocks and bonds would more than likely be underwater this year. And if you have an asset allocation that also includes a fairly good exposure to the emerging markets, you'd probably be down 7, 8, 9%, somewhere like that so far this year. Oil is down 15.7% this year. You say, well, I know the answer. The answer is gold then. When everything else goes south, gold goes north. Nope. Gold is down 4.2% so far this year. You say, well, then I can short the market. I can inverse the market. Well, that hasn't done so good because the NASDAQ's positive by a couple of points, and the S&P 500's only down 3. So even if you owned SH, which is the inverse S&P 500, you're only up 3%. The only place to find any kind of relief has been in individual stocks, because what I just went through were indexes, and within those indexes there's still good companies that are doing okay, holding up better than most. I continue to not like anything that has a lot of exposure to overseas, right? I like U.S. still the best, but if they depend upon China sales or European sales, I like companies that are basically domestic and not dependent upon these emerging markets and the strength of their economies. That's one way to play this. Another way is companies that benefit from low oil prices rather than companies that are having their sales and their earnings shaved by low oil prices. Also, importers of cheap goods from around the world, which are getting cheaper all the time because of currency wars, are a better place to be than exporters, where our goods have become more expensive. So as we look at the asset class leaders right now, you know what the answer to the question is? Where is the best asset class to be invested right now? None of the above. Although, on a relative basis, I still believe that U.S. stocks are the best place to be. Despite being down 3% this year in the S&P 500, we've been able to do better than that in several of our portfolios here by picking superior stocks out of that index, by staying on the sunny side of the street instead of the side of the street that's suffering from low oil prices or a slowdown in the Chinese economy. To me, that still continues to be the best place to be. The other asset classes really just don't offer much opportunity right now. I don't see much in the bond market. I don't see anything in the precious metals market. I don't see anything in the foreign markets. I don't see anything in the commodity market. So still, on a relative basis, stocks are still, in my opinion, the best place to be. But now the big question is, we're almost done with 2015. The market starts looking ahead now. What is 2016 going to bring to the earnings of those 500 companies that make up the S&P 500? When we come back, we'll take a look at where we're at right now in earnings for the S&P 500 for next year. And we'll compare it with this year, the prior year, and we'll go back to 2009. Because we want to know if earnings are continuing to climb here in the U.S. Because if they are, the bull market can continue. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about how eerily similar this correction in the market that we're going through right now in August of 2015 is so similar to the one that we went through in October of 2014. They look alike from a technical point of view. They look alike from a percentage point of view. Last October was about a 10% correction. We're at about 12.2 right now. And the same exact worries that we had last October have raised their ugly heads, although they've never really gone away, but they've just become more of a front burner item here. Slowing growth in China, worries about Europe, oil prices. Of course, they were plummeting back in October of last year, and I think a lot of people would feel that they can't really plummet again here from this level. And we're always so worried about a Fed rate hike. We listen to every word, even from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, over the weekend, as to whether or not the Fed is going to raise interest rates again. And we're greeted this week by more fears again that just maybe September may be the time that they drop the hammer. We had pretty much ruled it out over the last few weeks with the market correction, but now at least they're saying, well, we haven't ruled it out entirely. Yeah, I'd be very surprised to see a Fed rate hike in September of this year, but who knows? Even then, it still comes back to the numbers on the S&P 500, which we'll get to here now. If we go back in time and we draw a chart of S&P 500 earnings, we learn something that should come as no surprise. We were moving along nicely back in the 2004-2005 time frame. Earnings were continuing to grow in the U.S. economy. And then all of a sudden, in 2007, we had a drop-off in earnings, and earnings expectations for the following year began to plummet. And earnings peaked in 2007 at in 2006 at $83 per share. Before it was all over, earnings on the S&P 500 had fallen clear down to $59.95. Now, that didn't happen overnight. There were warning signs along the way. On a weekly basis, earnings expectations for the following year continued to be whittled away. And pretty soon there was evidence that the following years would be less in earnings on the S&P 500 than the previous year. That means the expansion is over. That means the growth is over. That's the best sign of a looming recession out there. Well, that was then. We know what happened in 2009. In fact, 2008, 2009, you saw a 53% drop in the S&P 500. And earnings cratered from $83 per share on the S&P 500 clear down to $59.95. Earnings bottomed in 2009. The economy bottomed in 2009. Home prices bottomed in 2009. Most of our net worth bottomed in 2009. The stock market bottomed in 2009. And we've been climbing ever since, out of a deep hole. Of course, we've had plenty of help from a friendly Fed with a zero interest rate policy and massive stimulus programs. In fact, the following year, after S&P 500 earnings fell clear down to $59.95, the following year we were right back to where we were before the recession hit. We were back to $83 per share. And the S&P 500 had climbed clear back from 666, clear back to 1,257. We almost saw a double in the market over the next year and a half or so after the bottom due to extreme Fed stimulus, due to extreme oversold conditions in the market, and due to rebounding earnings in the S&P 500. And what's been going on ever since? Well, from those $83 per share back in 2010, if we look at where we're at today, earnings have grown every single year until today. We're at $119 per share. That's a long ways back, my friend, from $59 clear back to $119. That's a double in earnings. You say, why has the market tripled then? Because earnings, the market overshot on the downside back in 2009. And now it's back up to normal type multiples. The market went way below normal type multiples back in 2009. So here we are in 2015. We're expecting to make $119 per share in earnings on the S&P 500 stocks. And that's continues the growth trend that began back in 2009. Now, with 2015 almost in the rearview mirror, believe it or not. We're talking back to school. I see a sudden drop off in temperatures here in San Diego. We've gone from about 86 degrees. We're pretty chilly here today in San Diego. I think we're down to 72, something like that. The summer is over, it seems like. Tourists are starting to go home. We're starting to look ahead to the fall and then the winter and then the beginning of a new year. And the stock market is doing the same thing. It's starting to just discount 2015, say, well, you know, we got blindsided by a sell-off in oil. We got blindsided by a strong U.S. dollar. We got blindsided by a slowing Chinese economy. So let's just kind of call this year a wash, and let's start looking ahead to 2016. What's our baseline? Our baseline is $119 per share. That's what the expectations are this year, 2015. Well, I updated all 500 stocks in the S&P 500 index last week before I sent out my newsletter. And what I found is no change once again to S&P 500 estimates next year of $133, $132.50, somewhere in there, $132. That's about the consensus estimate right now, which is a pretty healthy increase over this year's $119. If we just keep the multiple at 17, you can see that there's some pretty good upside potential to the S&P 500 if it indeed can make those numbers, which the market has been doubting here recently. But having said that, I've seen no change to S&P 500 earnings expectations for 2016. Furthermore, when I look at the S&P 400, okay, the 500 are pretty much large cap stocks. I see double digit earnings growth next year versus this year. Hey, the comparisons are going to be pretty easy because there was a lot of companies that got clobbered this year by those unforeseen events that hit. So if we can kind of keep oil prices here around $40 per barrel, I think that's already baked into the cake. And if we can keep China growing by about 6% and India growing by about 7%, I think that's already baked into the cake. If Greece can continue to stay on the back burner, Europe should be able to at least recover and see some growth there. I think as of right now, those $130 in earnings, somewhere between $130 to $133 in earnings for next year, right now look attainable to me. And I would back that up in the mouth of two witnesses, right? I also see the same thing for S&P 400, the mid-cap index. I see very healthy growth expected for next year's earnings versus this year's earnings. Now let's add a third witness, the S&P 600. That's the small cap index. I see about 12, 13, 14% growth in the S&P 600. So as of now, I can still make a very strong argument and a very strong case for this bull market to continue. When I put a pencil to it, I come up, in fact, my numbers right now for 2016 are $131.50 for S&P earnings. I use a multiple of 17, which is a little rich, but we're still in a zero interest rate policy. I come up with a 2235 S&P 500 target price, and we're currently at what, 1970, something like that? I see significant upside potential over the next 6 to 12 months in the stock market. I can't make that case for gold. I can't make that case for the emerging markets. I can't make that case for the bond market. I can't make that case for cash. Until these numbers start to falter, I remain bullish on the U.S. stock market. And that's where I have my money invested. The only alternative I see to that right now is cash.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm. and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Right place, but must have been the wrong time. Out of said the right thing, but her mother used the wrong line.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour for the sixth year, 22nd month, 2 weeks, wherever we're at, 22 weeks, 6 years and 22 weeks. Once again, in last Friday's newsletter that I sent out to lots of people around the world, I once again said that this bull market, even though it's in correction mode right now, very similar to the correction mode that we had last October. If you would have sold last October, it would have been the wrong thing to do. And if you would have sold the previous May in that correction, it would have been the wrong thing to do, because the numbers still support the thesis of this market going higher. I mean, you show me the economic report that we've had recently that shows that America is headed into a recession. You can't find it. You can't find it in the initial jobless claims. You can't find it in GDP of 3.7%. You can't find it in zero interest rate policy by the Fed. You can't find it in the job creation numbers. Go ahead, show it to me. You can send me an email, bill@pwstreet.com. Show me where you see a collapse of this economy and headed back to contraction and back into recession. And show me where you see a collapse in earnings of the S&P 500, or even a downward move from this year's $119 per share level on the S&P 500 earnings. Show me your numbers. Maybe you'll make me a believer, but I spent several days last week, towards the end of the week, doing my studies once again for the weekly newsletter. I always tell my wife, I said, you know, I don't send that newsletter out until I think it's a masterpiece, a KC masterpiece, in this case, an SD masterpiece, San Diego masterpiece, or a BG Bill Gunderson. I want this to be the absolute best information that I can possibly send out at this time. And for the last 6+ years, I've stuck my neck on the line every single Friday, Saturday, when I send that newsletter out and said, you know what? The U.S. stock market is still the best place to be. And I don't know a lot of people. I'm sure there's others that have made that same call. But I see plenty of contrarians that have gone the other way for the last 6 years or have waffled. You know, I watch CNBC. These guys waffle all the time. They hedge their bets. They contradict themselves constantly. There's no consistency to what they've been saying. You cannot say that I have not been consistent in what I've been telling you. And then you might say, well, are you ever going to pull your bull call on the market? Absolutely, I will. We will head back into a recession, just like winter is approaching. We just don't know when it's going to hit. We have to take it a day at a time and a week at a time. I don't make bold predictions. I see them all the time. They sell newsletters. They get you to click on websites. Why this expert thinks the market will crash? See Rand Paul or Ron Paul's recent video. Those are designed to get you to click on it, and they get paid per click or whatever, or they're selling something else. I heard an infomercial last night while I was listening to talk radio about some bold prediction. This is apparently the guy. He claims that he's the guy that saw the tech market crash in 2000. He saw the housing market crash in 2009, and now he's got a new prediction out there. Call this number. Well, you know what? I just take it a week at a time, and I report back to you my observations. I'm a guy that fishes these waters every single day, and I'm into the most minute details. And what I really like is to look at lots of individual companies during the day. That gives me more knowledge about the market and more facts about the market than anything I know. My observations continue to be that this is a market that favors growth over value. You know, as I look at the large cap stocks that I own, I still like the Amazons and the Facebooks of the world and the Netflixes and the Constellation Brands and TJ Maxx. And even though the multiples aren't exactly cheap, that's what the market wants right now. And the relative strength numbers on those stocks are way superior to the other stocks out there. My mid-cap stocks, I still see full of growth stocks like Alaska Air and Allergan and Advanced Auto Parts. and Mohawk, companies like that. And as I move down into my small cap portfolio, it's still high growth stocks that rule the roost here. Companies like Allegiant and Bank of the Internet and Dexcom, etc. In fact, in my newsletter, you can see what I own. That's pretty transparent. There's no smoke and mirrors here. It is what it is. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, soon to be GundersonCapital.com. My goal is to get that new website up this week. It's got a lot prettier, a lot more easier to maneuver. You know, websites are a tricky thing. I can't believe it's taken this long to overdo my website. I'm going to call and raise heck somewhere today, and we're going to get that new website up and running this weekend, the makeover to the website. Well, maybe your portfolio needs a makeover. Maybe you've got robots running your portfolio. That is a huge move in today's marketplace. I think it's a big, big mistake. Just like packaging mortgage-backed securities back in 2008 was a big mistake. I think having robots run portfolios is a huge mistake. You cannot take the human element out of a lot of things in this world. As much as we want to automate things and free up time to golf and fish and whatnot, I just don't think it can be done as it relates to the stock market. We'll see. The experiment's underway, but not here. We have human beings helping me out in managing the portfolios that I manage. And I don't believe in asset allocation. I go against the grain of most financial companies out there that want to asset allocate you into all of these things. Some are going to do bad, some are going to do well, and in the end, over time, you're going to hold together. But you know what? Are you really going to do spectacularly owning a 50-50 bond stock portfolio over time? I don't know. That's up to you to decide. You can give us a call here at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. I am on the hunt this week. I like to buy during these pullbacks in the market. I believe this is one more pullback in the market, one of the most severe ones we've had. But it's a correction, and corrections happen from time to time in the market. And it presents buying opportunities. I bought many last week. You can see what I bought in my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. There's no obligation. We sent out the newsletter to you. It is what it is. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.